Why do we need silence? Because it helps our brains grow. The world never stands still. There is always something buzzing, banging, ringing, shrieking, and humming. We cannot switch off our sense of hearing, but we also cannot get used to noise in the long term. Our brain simply isn't made for that. It needs silence. Brain researchers have confirmed how important silence is for our overall health. Even just a few minutes of silence make a difference. Why? Because loud noise increases our blood pressure, leads to a higher risk of heart attacks, and releases the stress hormone cortisol. Our brain is constantly bombarded with stimuli. This puts a lot of strain on our cerebral cortex. Noise and constant exposure to sound reduce our attention span. We also find it harder to think complex thoughts, make decisions, and solve problems. If we don't treat ourselves to quiet breaks, our brain gets tired. We get distracted more easily and become less motivated. Silence, on the other hand, has the opposite effect. It frees us from stress and tension. When it gets quiet around us, our mental resources can recover. That's good news. Our brain contains so-called resting state networks. This group of brain regions becomes active when our brain doesn't need to perform a specific task, when it isn't stimulated by various noises or impulses. This happens, for instance, when we meditate, fantasize, or simply let our thoughts wander. When we are in this mode, it is much easier to access our emotions and memories, our ideas and thoughts. We can better understand the connections in our lives and empathize with other people. And we are more creative, too. Silence literally makes our brains grow. New brain cells are created, especially in the region of the brain associated with learning, memory, and emotions. For more soothing silence, we just need to consciously escape the noise every now and then. So simply being quiet is clearly a wise choice. Artist Zinita Komad is fully aware of the power of silence. When the world feels too loud and chatty, she simply covers her ears. Her work, Silence, seems to capture her own silent moment. Silence is a cutout collage, a self-portrait, with which the artist goes beyond the scope of pure drawing and photography, sending a clear and calm message. The German word for silence, Stille, contains various messages. Stille is a perceived soundlessness, in its extreme form, even dead silence. But Stille can also be very nurturing. When a mother breastfeeds her child, that is called stillen. Quite appropriate if you think of how quiet a child becomes when being nursed. In a technical context, we speak of radio silence, that is the interruption of a radio signal. But we also use radio silence as a metaphor in our everyday language to express the fact that there has been no communication. Radio silence between two people occurs when they have paused transmission and refuse to talk. Silence has also found its way into eloquent works of philosophy. Friedrich Nietzsche wrote about silence on numerous occasions. In his philosophical novel, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, it says, "The greatest events, they are not our loudest, but our stillest hours." And, "It is the stillest words that bring on the storm. Thoughts that come on dove's feet guide the world." In addition to poetry, Nietzsche also created musical compositions. Stillness is represented in visual arts as well. A still life shows lifeless and motionless arrangements of various objects. In performing arts, pantomime expresses itself through mimics and gestures. As the artists of silence, pantomime performers even remain completely quiet when laughing or crying. Silence has also been a reoccurring subject in poetry. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe described the mountain silence in the Wanderers Nachtlied, while Joseph von Eichendorff captured the sea silence in words. Friedrich Hebbel coined the winter silence, Theodor Storm the midday silence, and Friedrich Klopstock the night silence. Depending on the place and time, the different types of silence must have served as inspiration. When people leave this world, we say goodbye to them quietly. In the context of death, silence refers to a withdrawal from the loud world, a going within, a focus on the soul. Funerals are accompanied by the solemn sound of passing bells and church chants. Even in literature, moments of silence are associated with cemeteries, in expressions such as silence of the grave or dead silence. Now that you've spent a long time listening to a wordy silence, let's take another look at the painting. Zenita Komad likes to work with symbols and analogies. She uses visual metaphors that do without a sound and yet appeal to the inner voice of the viewer. Sometimes quite loud, sometimes very quietly. Her visual language is always narrative, colorful and witty, sometimes introverted and still. Treat yourself to a moment of stillness. Let there be silence. It makes our brains grow. Audioversum.